What's up, you guys? Baggyal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Baggyal Bree, Unfiltered and Popular Opinions, episode number 5. So this week was pretty exhausting for me, you guys, and I say that because I just started back school on Monday, and child, it's just a hot-ass mess overall. It's a hot-ass mess. That's all I can say. It's a hot-ass mess. Like, I can't even go into details because that's just how much of a mess it is. It's just super exhausting, and I'm just tired of it. I don't know why my school would be so demented enough to open up school again in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I really don't know what possessed USG to, like, open up all 26 institutions, but hey, that's on them. That's not really on me. Either way, it's just been a really exhausting week overall, like getting my classes, like getting my work together, textbooks and stuff like that. And I just need a break. I really do. So I'm just going to give my all in this podcast episode. Like, excuse me if I sound tired. I've just had a really exhausting week. And I just want to put this content out for you guys because I love you guys so much. So, yeah. For today's unpopular opinion, it says the sexualization of black girls is sugarcoated as protecting us from predators, when in reality, it's just victim blaming. And this one right here might make me lose some support because y'all might not like what I have to say about this. This is one of those topics that I see a lot, but like I don't really know what it is. So after like doing some research and getting to know the background of it, I definitely agree. It is victim blaming, and the things I will discuss in this episode will be triggering. So caution for anyone that wants to listen. This is a very triggering episode, so listener discretion is advised. If y'all don't like what I have to say, you guys can exit. But yeah, if you guys want to know what I think about this, stay tuned for my commentary. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, so y'all already know what's up. I'm just gonna give my opinion on this unpopular opinion, and I definitely agree that the sexualization of black girls seems to be like, oh, we're protecting y'all from predators and this and that. Nah, boo-boo, that's another version of victim blaming. And that ain't it. It truly isn't it. And coming from someone that lives in a household where their mother, like, criticizes what they wear all the time, I can definitely see why people are tired of it. Like, bruh, if I want to wear something that makes me comfortable, let me do that. Like, don't say, oh, yeah, you might end up getting raped and this and that. Like, why would you say that to someone? Like, genuinely think about it. Why would you say that to someone that's already comfortable with what they're wearing? Now they're going to think on that and be looking over their shoulder every time they walk down the street to see if someone's going to rape them or sexually assault them. So that's definitely needs to stop. And I'm over it. And if y'all want to hear what I think about it, enjoy the rest of my commentary. The first reason why you should stop sexualizing Black women and girls is because you won't give them the opportunity to like grow and evolve into the person they're really becoming if you constantly criticize their looks. Now, I know like I'm probably not the best person to talk about this, but coming from someone that lives in a household where their mother's like, oh, why are you wearing this? Why are you wearing that? You need to dress appropriately. If I'm comfortable wearing what I want to wear, that should just be it. Like, you shouldn't have to constantly criticize me for what I'm wearing. No one should constantly criticize you for what you wear. If you feel comfortable wearing what you want to wear, that's just it. Like, you can't tell anybody anything if they're comfortable. Like, you get what I'm saying? And I find it very ignorant that people, like, talk about young Black girls like saying, oh, they're too grown if they have this hairstyle, or they're too grown if they're wearing this and that. First of all, you're not their parents, so you can't tell them what they can wear and how to style their hair. That's up to their parents. Second of all, who are you to judge someone else's child? Like, you're nobody. Like, you need to stay in your place and stay in your fucking lane, because you're out of pocket. You're out of fucking pocket talking about a child. And if you're talking about a grown woman, that woman is grown. She could do whatever she wants to do. So y'all just need to leave people alone, like, period. Like, stop sexualizing people and just stop bothering people if they don't ask for your opinion. Like, keep it with you and don't share it with anyone, because it's not wanted here. The second reason why you should stop sexualizing Black women and girls is because you're basically protecting their predators when you, like, say that they're too grown to do certain things. Now, I know this is probably me reaching, but the same people that say, oh yeah, well, you're too grown for that hairstyle, this and that, are the same people that, like, protect R. Kelly for molesting all those girls. Which doesn't really make any sense to me, because R. Kelly is a molester, he's a pedophile, he's every disgusting thing I can name in my head right now. So why would you, in the same breath, like, protect R. Kelly by sexualizing a Black girl for saying, oh yeah, that's what they get for letting him piss on them, this and that? Like, what? Like, I'm genuinely confused. Like, I don't get why people want to protect pedophiles and rapists so bad. Like, I genuinely don't. Like, if you want to protect someone that has a purpose to hurt someone else, there's something wrong with you. And like I say in most of my episodes, you're mentally ill to some degree. You really are, because you're fucking sick if you think that protecting a predator is okay while in the same breath you're sexualizing someone and making them feel uncomfortable and degrading their self-esteem. Like, that's not fucking okay. You're fucking sick. You're fucking sick. Period, point blank. The third reason why you should stop sexualizing Black women and girls is because when you do, you're placing these disgusting historical stereotypes that Black women have been called for years. Now, I ran across this post on Instagram, and it talked about the hypersexualization of Black women, and one of the things that it said is, the Jezebel stereotype originated during the time of slavery. It's a stereotype that Black women were promiscuous and sex-crazed. This was used to justify rape. Mistresses blamed enslaved women for seducing, air quotes, their husbands. Now, like, I know y'all probably don't think about this much, but when you're calling, like, little Black girls too fast for wearing a hairstyle, or Black women for wearing tight clothing, you're insinuating that they're the Jezebel stereotype, which means they're hypersexual and all they care about is sex. Now, for those of you who don't know, Jezebel was a wicked queen in the Bible, and she was known for painting her face and killing off the prophets. So, like, I get why they chose the term Jezebel, because she's evil, but the whole sexual and, like, I don't really know, like, where that part comes from. But basically, you're saying that, oh, if a little girl wears box braids or a Black woman wears a tank top that's too tight, they're a Jezebel stereotype, and that's definitely not okay. I definitely think that whoever created this has some serious issues. Like, they really do. Like, I don't know what was going through their head when they saw all these Black women. Like, I don't know what they were going through, but at the end of the day, calling someone a Jezebel or saying that they're the Jezebel stereotype is not okay, because it comes from a very dark and disgusting place. But you know what? Like, I can't really do anything about it. It is what it is. But yeah, stop calling people Jezebel stereotypes and stop sexualizing black girls, period. The fourth and final reason why you should stop sexualizing black girls is because you just should. Like, no one in general deserves to be sexualized, but black women and girls in particular, they've just been nitpicked from the time they're born, from like their facial features, their hair, their skin tone, if they're too dark or too light, or this and that and the third. So now you're coming after them after what they wear, how they style their hair, and other things of that nature. That doesn't really make any sense to me, and I'm just confused and very irritated and angry because black women really can't catch a break, and black girls now growing up, they can't catch a break. Like, black girls can't even be black girls without someone saying something, and that's just really irritating. And I don't know why people think this way, but it needs to stop, and I'm just completely over it. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Like, I'm over it. People need to stop sexualizing black women and girls. Leave us the fuck alone. We don't do anything to y'all. Leave us the fuck alone. Let us wear what we want to wear. Let's style our hair how we want to style it. And that's just it. Leave us alone. We're not doing anything to you. Period, poo. Now, I already know there's gonna be that one goofy ass individual that's gonna be talking out their neck or their ass or both, saying, "Why are you only talking about black girls being sexualized? All women get sexualized." And if that were true, I would be making this podcast episode about the sexualization of women in general. But because I'm talking about a specific topic, black women and girls being sexualized, that's what I'm going to talk about. So I don't know what the fuck you want to say about me. Like, oh, I'm picky and choosing things. No, I'm not. And if I am, that's on me. It's my platform, it's my podcast, and it's my motherfucking commentary. Come for me if you want to, but you're going to come for me without a fucking way home because I ain't the one. But anyway, I definitely think that this isn't something that shouldn't even be discussed because the sexualization of black girls and women is just disgusting. Like, I don't know why people love to like make black women the villain, the slut, the whore. And like, little girls are gonna be the victims of this too because now they're being told their hairstyles are too grown, their clothing is too tight, even if it fits their body and stuff like that. Like, what? I'm just so confused. Like, the people that are doing this obviously are protecting the predators, and that's not okay. And I say this all the time in my episodes, but you're mentally ill to some degree if you think that sexualizing black women and young black girls is okay. And protecting the predators that sexualize them is not even, is worse. Like, it's even worse. And I have nothing else to say about this. I'm done. Agree with me if you want to, but it is what it is. Stop sexualizing black women and girls. Period, poo. And that's the end of this podcast episode, you guys. Thank you all for listening throughout the way. I know that this topic was really triggering and somewhat controversial, but if no one's going to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. And that's why I created this platform to talk about things that most people wouldn't have the balls to. And I gotta thank the people that give me these unpopular opinions because without them, like, this platform would be nothing. So I thank my audience for giving me the content that they want to hear and just for the support that you guys have given me along this way. Definitely share this episode with your friends and with people who you think sexualize people, specifically black women and girls. Like, send them this episode so that you can tell them, hey, you sexualizing that black woman or that young girl isn't okay. So listen to this, and maybe you'll get the gist of why it's not okay. I mean, don't do it if you don't want to, but you know, if you want to call that person out, go ahead. Let me stop. Oh my gosh. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. And yeah, my name is Brittany, and remember, bad gal run things.